My name is Donley Gonkey. It's a very weird, odd name to have. People just call me Don. Spent 7 years in the Army, starting out in summer of 2001, and did two deployments to Iraq. One was during the invasion of Iraq, and then the other one was late 2005 and most of 2006 when things kind of became hell. So.
And you're a student at UW-La Crosse now?
Yes.
And you're involved with, or maybe getting involved with the Student Veterans
Yeah,
Association.
anything that can do to actually increase awareness is a good thing. Probably should mention my job in the Army was intelligence, so that gives me a very interesting, unique perspective into things.
You know, the situation in Syria has been boiling for a few years now, I guess you could say,
Yeah.
to the very least. But over the last week or two, President Obama has sort of put his foot down after these chemical weapon attacks came out. Of course, Syria says they didn't do it. The U.S. says they did it. And because of this, President Obama said he wanted to intervene with the military. Now he said he's willing to put that on hold
Okay.
because if Syria puts their weapons or hands their weapons over to the international community. But through all this, what's going through your head? What are you thinking about?
A lot of different things, to be honest. I've been kind of keeping an eye on the situation on and off for the last couple of years, especially in the last couple of months when it's gotten really chaotic. My thought process on this one is I'm probably like quite a few people that don't want us to go in there. Unfortunately, my thoughts on this, having looked at it in there, is not going to please a lot of people. I think probably within the next 6 months, we will have some kind of a conventional force on the ground, even with the option that was presented by the Russians within the last couple of days, if for no other reason as a peacekeeping, not even necessarily peacekeeping, a security element in order to make sure that the people that the UN sends in to collect and remove those weapons is done so safely and carefully, which is going to take months to probably at least a year or two.
Right. They say they want swift action, but I don't know what swift means. When I hear swift, I think
Right.
a couple of days, but I know that's probably not realistic.
Right. And the problem with that is the Russian option that they've just given us in this place of Syrian government turning them over, kind of hard to do when they're in the midst of a civil war. I don't see Assad necessarily moving any resources to stop the fighting, so that means either somebody's going to have to go in the midst of that fighting and be another have to deal with the security issues there, hence the statement earlier of us potentially being in that route. Or we're going to have to physically go in and do something that very similar to Iraq, Afghanistan, things we've done in the last 12 years, which obviously nobody has an appetite for. More so people that have actually had to deal with that in the last 12 years than the general public, but it's a very complex situation.
Right. When you were in Iraq, was Syria a topic of conversation?
It was a matter of concern to a certain extent, just because of whenever you're in a place, there's always regional influences you have to keep an eye on. I remember in the summer of 06 when Israel had their battle with Hezbollah across the Lebanese border, the question was this going to expand into a wider regional conflict, which we were going to get involved in? That in that aspect didn't materialize, but I think we're seeing that come to fruition now, more so than it was even back then, and even then was a fairly chaotic situation.
What about this idea of no boots on the ground, which I know with, I don't know if it's just with military technology advancing or it just being a way at this point in time and saying, well, we're not going to war. There's no boots on the ground. We're just going to strategically strike them. What comes to your mind when you hear
A
this?
bit of naivete in that regard. I think with regards because of the fact that whether or not we go through with strikes after all, or we're going to have to be involved in somehow manage to send somebody in to help secure these things, there's going to probably be some element on the ground. Now, whether or not it's special operations, which would be my suspicion of what's going on now, or conventional operations forces, basic infantry units, which is the other possibility, the only real possibility going forward, which is the major concern. I still think, regardless of what's going on now, because of the complexity of this, that we're probably going to have some size of a reasonable size of a conventional force on the ground sometime within the next 6 months, possibly even before the year is over. And I know that's not going to make a lot of people happy, but it doesn't negate the fact that it is a real possibility, regardless of what options are available on the table.
Is that have you talked with other veterans about the situation right now?
Some of the ones I've talked to are more concerned about the fact that they'll be recalled as a possibility in the event that this thing escalates. I can't say that that's not out of the realm of possibility, but it all depends on how the different actors, both locally on the ground there now and the international players, decide to act or react.
When would you face the possibility of going back, or is your...
I would say right now the way that the structure is, probably not, unless they elevate to a draft, and that is, again, depending on the way circumstances move.
So when you hear from other soldiers/veterans that could be redeployed, I mean, what is that like? And maybe what was it like for you since you said you did two tours?
Yeah, there actually was a potentiality for a third tour that didn't quite fully materialize. They found other options to support that. But there's always going to be this level of apprehension, given that Wisconsin has had sent troops over across the seas previously, and that the National Guard right now is probably the best effort because they've had a little bit less in the last couple of years since we got out of Iraq. And with regards to Afghanistan, that would probably be the element that would be called up. And I would imagine there's probably quite a bit of apprehension on a lot of those folks' parts at this point.
What about the idea of a new war? I mean, I know we haven't officially declared a war since
right.
World War II, but just the idea that something could escalate from this.
I am not very trying to think of the best term here.
Fine, take your time.
As hopeful as I am that this situation would de-escalate, I don't see any other option at some point other than us having some type of force on the ground. Whether again, it's simply a matter of security reasons. While they're removing this, because again, as I said, I don't see Assad removing elements to diverting his resources to remove those weapons while he's still fighting. If that isn't done, we're going to be just doing a waiting game. And then there's also the possibility while we're waiting for that conflict to resolve itself that an escalation that requires our intervention will happen anyway. So I don't see necessarily any way around us getting involved at some point.
There is Congressman Ron Kind from the area has talked about this idea of, well, before I make a decision, I want to know what the next day looks like. Is that something that maybe in your time was ever kind of part of the thought process? What does tomorrow look like if we do this?
Yeah, to a certain degree it was, but not necessarily fully fleshed out. And from what I'm seeing so far with regards to news reports, I don't think they've thought this through for that regard either. So that's also my concern. That hasn't stopped them from making actions before, but...
But it does seem like this is a situation where there is some hesitation and maybe... Or maybe I'm misjudging
but... There does definitely seem to be some level of hesitation, and hopefully that will bring everybody back to looking at the full complexity of the issue and when and if our involvement will actually be needed to the point, including of ground forces, which, again, unfortunately, I do see us having at some point in the future, whether we want to or not. I think at some point something's going to tip our hand. My hope is just that they've thought through all of the possible responses and recourses after the fact before that point comes.
Is there anything else on your mind regarding Syria or anything else you want to talk about?
For me, looking at it, it's a very complex situation. There's a lot of questions. I don't think either of the sides on this conflict are beneficial for us. The speech that was given yesterday by the president that indicated that we would step back and relook at this because of the option that was given presented to us by the Russians and the potential Security Council resolution that's going to come out of that. The only way that's going to work is if you were willing to send people in the midst of that conflict, which most people is going to find untenable at this point, or you wait it out. And if you wait it out, you have to make sure that both Assad and whatever rebel force decides to come into power both sign and agree to following through with that action. And I don't see either of them necessarily doing that, depending on how this conflict goes. which again would necessitate us to either wait, send somebody in to as a security force so that we're doing that, which again draws us into other problems by doing that. And it doesn't stop them from doing anything in the meantime that would require us to escalate. Or we do something now, which also is not a good position for us to be in, because I don't think we've thought through all of these circumstances. Plus, my understanding is there's elements of Russian as well as other international bodies offshore on Syria that are also not necessarily happy with the possibility of our intervention in some cases. So even if Syria or some of them don't necessarily react to any kind of strike that we do, that doesn't necessarily mean other international elements won't respond. So it's very complex and problematic.